If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. So, big weekend. Good, great weekend. Gary Woodland takes the... Did you watch Gary Woodland?
Yeah, I watched.
You did?
Well, I went to an event yesterday afternoon because the tournament came on so late. And I went to a fundraiser that involved some barbecue, so I had to go there.
Did you make the barbecue? Did you tell them about your barbecue?
No, Justin Yu, one of the top chefs in Houston, made it. I was like, can I get to Justin and talk to him a little bit about
this? Did you suggest anything for his barbecue?
I couldn't get to him. He was talking to people, and I just like...
Were you talking...
I'm sorry, excuse me. I kept saying, excuse...
Were you talking behind his back?
About, no, I was trying to get his
this
attention.
This is okay.
I said, excuse me. I'm sorry. Hello, sir. Excuse me.
I've got a question. Excuse me.
I've got a question. Excuse me. A comment on... Did you mean not to render the fat more? Was that intentional?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. So Gary Woodland was.
Watch some, and I kept waiting.
It was
for
not
him
until
to,
almost 9 o'clock.
I know. I kept waiting for him to gag it up, and it looked like he was going to. And then Brooks Koepka couldn't take over. Brooks just didn't put together the big. I'm cheering for Brooks Koepka. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm cheering for him like I watched Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
because his win totals are looking eerily similar. In a short time frame.
Yes, he's got a chance. I mean, he's a guy now that he is destination television. Even if Tiger doesn't play well, if Brooks Koepka is involved, he'll get eyes.
It really is, yeah. To me. More so, it was kind of like that for the hot run with Jordan Spieth. I kind of felt the same way a little bit because he had a nice little run for a while. But Koepka's now into year two of doing the same thing. And when he's not winning, he's like second.
Yeah.
He's in the top three.
No. This is what, and, well, I the amazing thing, you know, Jack Nicklaus had the 18 majors. He had 19 seconds, you know. So that is, if you're around, you're going to, you know, that just means he's one of the best. And I don't need to tell anybody that. He wasn't able to finish it off because Gary Woodland played great. He played great all week. He had the fewest bogeys, tied for the fewest bogeys in U.S. Open history. He had 4 bogeys all weekend at a U.S. Open. That's unbelievable. So he had himself a great weekend. Let me ask you this. Which acquisition will lead to a championship first? Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Well, not this weekend, but last week. Yordan Alvarez acquired, brought up by the Astros. Edwin Encarnacion acquired by the Yankees. Or Nick Caserio, not acquired by the Texans. Which one will lead to a title first?
Well, I don't think it's going to be Nick Caserio. You know, will you at least mention that the GM role has been filled by the Texans so we can stop talking about that?
Well, it really...
Yeah, Bill O'Brien is the GM.
No, Chris Olsen is the GM.
No. Bill O'Brien is now in charge of personnel decisions.
Chris just like he Olsen, wanted. I saw it in a tweet. Chris Olsen
Are you
is,
talking about last week you saw
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
You better look at an updated tweet.
Well, he and Jack Easterby are going to be able to handle it for a year without any help. So they're going to be fine. They're going to be just fine.
This was always a chance that this would happen if Casario wasn't.
Well, this is the way it's got to be. You went all in on Casario. You got to wait now. You got to wait until after his contract is up, the day after the draft next year, and then you can go and tamper again or whatever. Then you can go and do that. Now, did you see the
so apparently there's something in Nick Casario's contract that the Texans were made aware of, and so they were
unaware. Pursuit. Apparently, Cal said, we checked with the league office. Would there be any tampering? No, there's not any tampering. You're good. Oh, wait. He's got a clause in his contract that says he can't talk to any team ever in the history for the entirety of his contract. Oh, well, we were unaware of that. Well, maybe Nick Casario could have given you a heads up on that. Maybe Nick Casario.
How could he do that? They didn't talk to him, John.
Well, they did.
They didn't tamper with him. That's why.
Well, they did. Snacks. Yeah, you just did your snacks voice.
Maybe that's why they didn't do it.
Okay.
Because no one talked to him and tampered.
So apparently, now, Cal said, you know, hey, we did our due diligence. We did talk to the league. We didn't want to tamper, blah, 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 blah. They said, okay. And then, you're not answering the question. Which leads to a championship first? Jordan, Edwin, Anthony, or not Nick Casario?
Jordan.
Jordan will lead to a championship first.
Yeah. It could be as early as this year.
That's what I'm saying. Well, absolutely. Edwin Encarnacion will probably have to be.
Well, there's 100 bit. Well, when is he? I mean, he's scheduled for an injury soon, isn't he?
Well, I don't.
He's a Yankee
I
now.
Hope not.
He's a Yankee now. He's on the books. Well, for an right. Injury.
Well, oh, really? Like the Astros? Oh, the Astros ain't far behind.
That's true.
You know, hamstring city. So, Jordan is the answer. Dell, your answer? Oh, Jordan.
In the sense that he is best set up because his team around him is really good. And he would be an added piece, yes.
Edwin's pretty good. Edwin's team's pretty good, too.
That's true, but screw the Yankees.
Yeah, screw the Yankees. I'm with you on that.
Did you see that the Astros were in on the Edwin stuff?
Yeah.
They just weren't willing to give up what the Yankees were in terms of talent?
Well, that's Jeff Luhnow, man. He ain't doing that. But is it a bat that you want to give up stuff for right now? If you're the Astros, why would you want to do it? Listen, save your good guys. Save Kyle Tucker and whomever else you got to catch. Tyler White. Save Tyler White for, you know, I don't know if it's going to, I don't know who it's going to be. I'd like Kluber. You know what? I'd go after Kluber. Bumgarner is not the same guy. Maybe he moves to a new team and he gets it back.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. Everyone is acting like Bumgarner is just
he's not the same
some
guy.
Kind of huge answer. I'm like, man, this is... He's not the same guy.
And the Astros don't really, they rarely ever get just a loner and, you know, a 2 month buy. Right. They rarely do that.
Which
they want
I'm
a guy that's
going to
be, that could be around. Listen, if you could fill in with a guy that would be like what they did for Cole was unbelievable. That's just awesomeness. And if you can get a guy for a couple of years and also, by the way, you know, have that third starter for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then that's the way. That's what Jeff Luhnow will do. I'm glad he didn't get Encarnacion, if you want to know the truth. Then it's too many guys.
No,
too many bats.
They're fine with bats.
Yeah, bats are fine.
Right now you're talking about you like a better three that you'd like a guy who could compete with Cole as the second best pitcher on the roster, Frank.
That's what you want.
You love that because then you got three hammers and then Miley's, you know, would be a solid number four. That's about what a number four on a good team should look like you'd like. And then whatever at five, you know, you can figure it out. But
Better watch it. The Peacockers are going to come after you.
Well, great game for him last outing. And can we get? I thought Perez had gotten sent down.
No,
I thought CNL was gone.
No,
no. Well, obviously not.
No, he's. But boy, AJ just leaving him out here. So what?
Okay.
He put up a six spot.
Yeah.
Okay, go back out there. What?
Well, that's you got to.
Like, yeah,
well, we're going.
No,
lose,
we're not
so
wasting
all
guys. You just ruined a whole game. We're not going to waste guys. All right. Thanks, CNL again. CNL had one good outing. All right, CNL's here. Oh gosh.
Yeah. He's like Jack Mayfield. Jack Mayfield hit that one home run and or he got a first. Didn't he get a hit in like his first game?
Yeah.
And then he's been like,
oh, really? Man, Jack Mayfield, who had three doubles the other night?
Congratulations.
Yeah, three doubles.
What's his batting average?
It does three doubles.
No, but what's
how
the
many doubles do you have? How many doubles do you have in the majors?
His batting average is three doubles.
What's his batting average?
It's
probably 300.
Have you ever
I'm going to guess 300.
You think have you ever 300. Hit three doubles
is
in
it
a game?
300 now?
No.
Is that 300?
It's less than 300. Oh.
It's got to be close to 290.
No, not so much.
Not
he's close to 100.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a
trivia
question.
He's closer to 100 than he is to 290.
143 is what he's hitting right now.
That seems low. I'm going to ask you a trivia question, John. You ready? When is the last time that Jose Altuve played a baseball game?
Like a couple, was it yesterday or a couple days ago he played for Round Rock?
No, played a professional baseball
game. That's professional
game.
Baseball.
A professional major league game.
In Major League Baseball the last time?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say it was May 9th.
May 10th.
May 10th?
Yep.
Wow.
May 10th is the last time Jose Altuve played. Here is, there had been talk when you were on vacation playing Pebble Beach or whatever. That's when we were talking about, oh, there was a hope that he could come back,
yeah.
But it wasn't quite going to happen. That was like 2 weeks. Now, here's where we are now. They're supposed to be playing back-to-back games. He played Sunday night. He's supposed to play today in Round Rock. So if that happens, it'll be his first time of playing back-to-back games. And that's supposed to be what they are looking at. They want to see how he handles back-to-back games.
Well, that would be totally sweet if he could play in back-to-back games since there's 162.
Right.
That load would management. Be totally sweet.
Can we put him on load management?
Load management.
Since no, that's not it. How about injury?
Look, since you, Lance asked a question. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I've got a question. When's the last time an alleged double murderer joined Twitter?
Well, now there's another championship, isn't it? OJ on Twitter?
Yeah.
How many Twitter followers does he have?
I just checked. Over 620,000.
Wow. He had 135,000 like in his first 24 hours. He's already gone to 635,000.
He can't miss. He did tell everyone that he's not Khloe Kardashian's father, which was nice. We got that.
Sure, she appreciated that too.
What? Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a rumor.
No, because he said, all right, we're going to talk mostly about sports, but I just want to, well, we can play it. I mean,
did he do a video on Twitter?
Yes, he does. Oh, okay. That's what he's doing. He's doing videos. It's can't miss. It's can't miss Twitter. He'll
kinda
have
like,
well over a million.
Kind of like the threads on Magic Johnson comments.
Yeah.
When Magic says something and the people who comment on it now are just genius. Magic, great stuff, dude. Like, I can't do it justice. You've got to.
I know they talked about it. But the one he issued on Saturday about wishing all the fathers out there happy Father's Day, you imagine the responses? Well, it's a great father when you remove the mom from the equation, right? You're a great dad, right, OJ?
Oh, no.
You're trying to dominate. What about Mother's Day? What about Mother's Day, OJ?
Not, he better not do that.
No. Ain't no Mother's Day for your kids. Okay. Anyway, so Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Here's the deal, though. They got to do it by July 6th, which means they're only going to have $23 million left in cap space, which means they probably won't be able to bring Kemba Walker.
They'd have to jettison salary.
Yes.
They don't have a lot left.
Well,
but
what? Kyle Kuzma?
They got about four guys who they deem probably really replaceable. They'd have to, much like the Rockets were moving guys out to get Chris Paul in here, like they traded like seven guys away that we don't even remember barely. That would be the same way the Lakers would have.
But do the Lakers even have seven guys? Didn't they sign a bunch of guys to one-year deals?
They've got those guys are already off, pretty much considered off the books.
Yeah.
They got about four guys under contract they'd have to trade away. And I don't know if it even would equal what Kemba would make. I would have to look. Also, they have the Anthony Davis like trade bonus that if Anthony Davis gives it up, they get that money back.
Yeah, $4 million.
Yeah, so there are ways it can be done that they can get a third
dude,
star.
Dude, all they have left on their paycheck, on their payroll, Wagner, Kuzma, Bonga, and Jamario Jones.
Yeah,
something named Isaac Bonga and Jamario Jones.
It'd be those three. They're not apparently not trading.
And there's not. I mean, it's. Yeah, and the other one, he's making the minimum, 1.4 for Isaac Bonga. Wagner is 2.06, and Kuzma's only 1.9. And Kuzma's the only player.
Yeah, which they would keep, and they would. the bonus from the Anthony Davis not taking the trade bonus is like four something, and then the other guys would what equal about what six or so, seven,
no,
something like that. So that would be up to 30.
They have 30 million left. They're going to get Kemba Walker.
Yeah,
and that's going to be their big three: Kemba, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. And we'll see. Rich Paul was able to manufacture. You know who was it? Charles Barkley came out and said, "Oh, he feels like it was that Rich Paul." That LeBron, they're trying to rescue LeBron, the end of his career, because he went somewhere, thought he could turn it around real fast, thought everyone was going to come, and it didn't happen. And so Charles Barkley is claiming basically a conflict of interest, where he's saying you're trying to dig LeBron out of the hole that he's in for the end of his career by manipulating some of your other clients, which might not be in the best interest of other teams or even other players in the league. Which I thought was an interesting take, because I'd never really thought about that, because he's tied so closely to another player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rich Paul and LeBron are that's the same kind of deal. And so the thought is, man, that is that a conflict of interest when you got your start being part of Team LeBron, and now you're bringing people over to play with him? And Charles, like, he's just trying to dig his way out of. What happened with LeBron? He's trying to help LeBron.
Screw him up. The screw up. He's trying to give a second rounder for Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. So I'm reading Magic. I'm reading Magic Johnson told everyone to go see Shaft, and so I'm just reading the comments underneath. But what if your good friend Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors force the finals game to Game 7? Wouldn't that be must see TV? You could say it's a must-win for both teams. I mean, a Game 7. I can't wait for your future movie reviews, Magic. People like post it like, hey, are you going to watch it with your favorite Skinny Pop popcorn? Sea salt and pepper. Like, people just...
They're just the worst. People are the worst. Twitter is the worst.
Oh, I would imagine...
It's the worst
OJ,
place in the world.
I would imagine OJ Simpson's mentions are going to be pretty strong.
All right.
No matter what his tweet is, it's going to be... Pretty, pretty rough.
Well, the question is, do you have OJ's trust?
I don't know if I do or not. I don't.
Do you have the people's trust?
He doesn't have mine. I can tell you that. But I do trust people's trust. As a matter of fact, they are the ones who we have used them to finance and refinance cars. They also do, you know, I mean, they do home loans. They're a federal credit union. And if you are looking to be happy, if you want to choose happiness, one of the best ways to do that is by getting rates on your financing, your car and your home, that are going to lower your payments. And that just means more money in your pocket. I mean, the higher the interest rate, obviously, the more money that's leaving your pocket. It doesn't have to. When you get these unbelievable rates, like my good friends over at People's Trust, you got a shot to really start to put more of the money back in your pocket without doing anything other than unbanking, and that's what they call it. It's a lot different than your standard banking. They give you money to open up a checking account. They give you money when you finance or refinance a car, $200, as a matter of fact, in that checking account. Of course, everything can be done right there on your mobile device, and you know, you just get your direct deposits going, and everything can be done mobily. Or if you want to go brick and mortar, they've got that. They've got tons of free ATMs around the city of Houston. And I promise you that whether it's making more money with the money that you have through their CDs and different rates of return, you've got it with my friends over at People's Trust. Choose happiness, Houston. Choose happyhouston.com. Federally insured by the NCUA. Certain restrictions do apply.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
BB's Text Orleans is proud to be a part of...
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 720 ESPN 97.5. So why don't you tell the people about this instead of just me? Is it a big secret? Is this a giant secret, or are you reading it on the interweb?
I got to make sure this isn't just a...
Someone making this up?
Yeah, that it's not just a fun story, like a make-believe story, like something that we would write for Sportsnet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see that. So you want to get a credible source, in other words. Okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure this isn't just a joke.
Yeah. Well, apparently the Astros did have interest in Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, but I think this is just a joke.
It is. Apparently, the Astros didn't come up with it, and I'm glad. Not that I wouldn't want to have. Listen, he's nice, but I would rather have a Brantley in the middle of this order than an Edwin Encarnacion. He's a 240 hitter. He's got the most home runs in the league. But give me Brantley any day over an Edwin Encarnacion. Now the Yankees will be formidable. When they're healthy, they're going to be that lineup. The Astros lineup against the Yankee lineup in the postseason is going to be awesomeness. Not so much for the pitchers, but those six-hour games that they're going to play, because I don't know how you're going to get anybody out and in either lineup when your number nine hitter for the Astros is going to be Josh Reddick. I don't know how the hell you're going to get anybody out. This is going to be a lot like the 17 postseason, where it's just going to be bombs away.
Could be.
No reliever can stay in for more than an out.
I mean, I'm looking at this right now, and it's, you know, Brantley, it is interesting. Brantley has not, from a health standpoint.
What do you, that's not, knock, this knock, isn't knock, wood. Knock.
But wood, are you sure? I think there's, is there nothing to. You just look at his ABs, and it's been since 15 since he's – that was a while back. It's been since 15 since he's been able to put the ABs in from a health standpoint. Well, that's not true. That's not true. He had 631 last year. So, obviously, last year he played 143 games. So, he did last year. His power numbers are about what they're usually going to be. But his OPS is higher than it's been in some time, and I think he's benefiting from playing with a team that can hit at least part of the time, but they don't really have that right now. I mean, in front of him, well, I mean, he's got Reddick, who's had a good year, obviously Bregman. I mean, they're still, even with three all-star caliber players out, you still have enough in lineup for protection.
You got Gurriel behind you, got Yordan behind you.
Yeah, I mean, you still have protection.
He's probably like, oh, man, that man-child is behind me. Awesomeness. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see what AJ does with the lineup. I did have it go. This guy called AJ some ugly, ugly things yesterday on Twitter.
Did he?
I got on him. I got after him. I ended up calling him a dumbass.
Is that what
and you do dumbass things, and pretty soon you're going to be called a dumbass.
You do dumbass things, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
That's it. And this guy was a dumbass. His Twitter handle is "You are full of ship." Only it's the other word. That's his Twitter handle.
Right.
So you know, I think the guy might be a bit combative. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It sounds like he could be
a bit, but listen, the Astros are going to be just fine. And oh by the way, they're injured and still taking two out of three from the vaunted Toronto Blue Jays.
Should have been a sweep though, John.
Well, you didn't get a sweep, but you do lead the majors in sweeps. You, the Dodgers, and the Twins have seven sweeps. He said I didn't understand percentages because the Astros didn't sweep. Well, I do understand these percentages, that 90% of the teams in Major League Baseball would like to have as many sweeps as the Astros.
Was he very concerned about, what do you mean by percentages? Like the best record in baseball currently is a sweep?
No, percentages of winning that last, I don't know what the hell he meant. I don't understand percentages. I understand this percentage. You're a dumbass. Dude, that's the percentage.
That's
I understand.
Percentage? Well, that's like a percentage. That doesn't sound like a math equation.
It does to me. It does to me. Okay, and I apologize to the kids that are going to summer school right now. But
look,
there's a reason you're going
you
to summer
vacation
school.
Vacation Bible school.
Oh,
your nice kids job. Are going to vacation Bible school.
Vacation Bible school. No, mm-hmm. Mine aren't. But there's probably somebody. Does that sound like a great vacation? No. I can't wait for summer. I can't wait either. Leviticus is right around the corner.
You have to get up early to read Leviticus?
Your kids.
Guess what Matthew said? You're about to find out all week. Vacation Bible School. Is there flag football? Is there anything? Do they have a basketball club?
Doesn't James Harden have a camp? Well, it's too expensive,
kids. Doesn't he have a camp with hookers running around something?
It's too expensive. It's too expensive, kids.
Whoa, that's not funny
excuse
at all,
John. Excuse me.
Miss.
Did you
I'm say- sorry, miss. Excuse me.
You don't worry about it, John. You're not the son of a former Rocket legend. You're not going to get beat up.
No. John Tyler ain't going to beat my ass, too? Are you sure they ain't going to beat my ass, too?
I'll take it to Facebook. We'll see what happens.
So when we come back, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith, don't talk about things you don't know anything about.
Wow.
Okay?
Ooh, that's aggressive.
Yeah. Well, Stephen A. Well, he's got to throw everything up against the wall, right?
I mean, it's that time of the year.
He's got to throw everything up against the wall. Let's hear the audio when we come back of Stephen A. saying things that aren't true. Let's do that when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5.
Let me tell you about Gritty, my good friends over there connecting. You know why they're my good friends? Anybody that can save me the type of money that Gritty is, they become my close personal friends and my good friends. And that's what I'm talking about with Gritty. And right now, do I have a great opportunity for you? Woo! Ready for this? 3 free months is what I'm talking about. Now, it's a $10 membership fee to join Gritty. Gritty's going to connect you directly to the grid. So as an energy, you know, provider, you're used to getting markups, right? You're used to somebody else making money off of you. Now you're getting the same rates that they are for unlimited access to wholesale price of electricity. And this is the best part. There are no contracts. If you're not completely satisfied with Gritty, you can switch at any time. And there's also no hidden fees. There's no markups. It's extremely transparent. Just big, big savings. Gritty members have saved millions of dollars, and you can save that too. Sign up in the month of June, and Gritty is going to give you your first 3 months free of membership. Absolutely free. All you have to do, but you do have to do this, is text Lance to 797979. If you're still under contract, don't worry. You can sign up today to start your Gritty membership. When your current contract is up, you can still get your first 3 months of Gritty membership free. Sign up now. You can still get it free once your contract is up. Text Lance to 797979 right now to get your electricity at wholesale prices, and they're going to waive your $9.99 monthly membership for 3 full months. Text Lance to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
In the end, though, it's this. With Kevin Durant out, with Klay Thompson out for most of the season, one could argue the Houston Rockets now have a window to get to the NBA Finals. But you're also hearing Chris Paul wants out. Chris Paul wouldn't mind going somewhere else, preferably L.A. maybe. We don't know with LeBron. We don't know. But you're hearing he wants out. You're the Houston Rockets. What position are they sitting in now that Durant and Klay have gone down?
Well, I'm going to take it back.
That's not that bad.
No, I'm going to take it back. You know what? I don't know for sure that Chris Paul doesn't want out. And he may be right about that. You know, that the guys have denied that there was any tiff between Chris Paul and James Harden.
Whatever.
Everybody has denied that there was any kind of argument, you know, about all of that stuff. Chris Paul, I could certainly see him going to D'Antoni and saying, we need to move the ball more. Even Austin Rivers said it on the show when he was on First Take last week.
Can't that win?
But here's the deal. Here's the fact of the matter. They are not moving Chris Paul because they can't move Chris Paul, because there is no one in the NBA that wants Chris Paul.
Pause. Whatever you're saying right now, there's 3 phone lines all with Gilbert. So I don't know what's happening here. We got 2 Gilberts on hold. Can you bring up both Gilberts?
Do you think one's snoring and one is awake? I don't
know. Gilbert? Gilbert?
I told you.
Gilbert? He just was on. He just called.
Both of them. Okay. They're, jeez, okay.
Gilbert! Gilbert!
No, don't scream at Gilbert.
Why? That doesn't help the people listening, Lance.
Why do you want to wake him, first of all? Do you like to be woken from a sound sleep?
Gilbert ain't up the phone.
That scared me. I wish I was here for that.
It was awesome.
Did you guys get scared?
We were shook.
Yeah, we're a little shook.
You hear no one interrupted her.
Gilbert, get off the phone.
Mom?
So
I'll
anyway.
Talk to you later, dude.
Gilbert ain't up the phone.
This whole Chris Paul thing going, so it's not happening.
Why, John? It's why not?
Because no one wants him.
Oh, it's because he's owed $124 million?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I figured they'd just be able to move that easily. I always thought, well, 3 years, 124, who wouldn't want that?
Everyone would want that. Why wouldn't you want Chris Paul, who couldn't guard?
Listen, just because you're always injured after the age of 30 doesn't mean you're going to keep being injured, does it?
Injured.
Oh, it does? Oh, okay.
Injured, and when his postseason was terrible. He finally showed up in the last game.
Remember that one game, though?
What, the last game?
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. That was great when your backs were against the wall and facing elimination. He finally showed up for a game. But he can't cover anybody. He's lost. I mean, listen, Chris Paul's had a great career. He's had a Hall of Fame career, all of that. But the Rockets got saddled with a dude. This is very – it's not even Barkley-like. This is probably what acquisition have they made? Clyde led to a championship.
None ever.
This is the worst.
This is a super max deal. This was the anti-Morey deal. This is never a move that looked like something Daryl would do. That's what made it so shocking. It's like, why would you take an oft-injured guy in approaching his mid-30s and who will pass his mid-30s with this deal and give him that much guaranteed money? Why in the world?
Because
you couldn't get the trade otherwise. You had to give him, and you had to know at least two of these years it was going to be a really bad contract.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what they did. They made a Kawhi Leonard type acquisition. You know what? We are going to mortgage the future to try to win now. And if it wasn't for Chris Paul's hamstrings, it very well could have worked out.
What do you mean by a Kawhi type move?
That you're going for it. You know what? The Toronto, after Kawhi leaves, after their parade today, after Kawhi leaves, they're going to be like, well, we don't have anything now.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not the same because, look,
well, they're going to be in a place where they can't win.
No, but you've always said the Rockets, you felt like this was always part of the deal that the Rockets.
It was always
so
part of the deal.
It wasn't a Kawhi deal. This is you were trading basically.
Well, no, you were going for it that 1 year, and then the rest be damned. Then after that, be damned.
I see what you're saying. Then that's not a Kawhi deal because this is a boat anchor of a contract.
Right. Well, but Toronto's in a place where they're not going to win now.
Yeah, but they don't have. They're not capped out for the next. This was done. This caps. This is way worse than renting Kawhi Leonard. This is way worse. Because I mean,
if it had worked out, though, if it had worked out, and he stayed healthy, see, that was the difference. Kawhi got it done.
You're right. Maybe I would look at this differently.
Yes, you would look at it totally differently.
Maybe I would.
Yes. Then you know what? Chris Paul got paid because we had to acquire. I get it. We won a championship. You know what? It was worth the championship. It was worth that year. It was worth that ring. Only Chris Paul didn't. It couldn't close it out. That was the only difference in this. And you know, and that's the deal with the devil that Daryl Morey made. That's it. And now he can't. Now he's stuck. They're all stuck. And Chris Paul has got to somehow, some way, get some life back into those legs. He has to. Otherwise, they're sad. Oh my God! If they stumble and fall again next year, I swear to that organization. You know, Tillman is going to be livid. He's going to be livid. That and you're still not going to be able to get out
Tillman
of.
Tillman doesn't strike me as the guy that's going to take this well at all. If this keeps going sideways,
you're still going to be saddled with 80 plus million on 2 years. And you know who's going to take that? No one.
And do you know who has a front page story? On the NBA page of ESPN.com, the Rockets and their turmoil inside the organization. So if you want to read more about what's going on
with
the Rockets,
turmoil.
There's too much damn turmoil.
There's no turmoil.
That's one of the headlines. But if you want to check out what's going on with the Rockets, it's right there for you.
Is that on the NBA site?
It's the NBA page for ESPN.com. It's their headline article for the day.
Tired of hearing about this fake turmoil stuff.
Yeah.
What? Everything's great.
There's no turmoil.
It's about the D'Antoni contract and how they reached out and it still didn't work out. And now we're getting to the players and the news conference. Ooh, they break down a news conference as well. The one that James was like, I know what to do.
And what is that? James, can you reveal this, James, at any point? Because we're waiting. Back,
this news conference was right after game one against Utah, where James apparently wasn't thrilled. Chris Paul wasn't thrilled because he was just a bystander while James, you know, does what he does. So there's a story about that in the article about how this, at least it was there from game one of the postseason, that there were some issues.
So what are the NBA power rankings right now in your guys' mind after the Anthony Davis deal?
Oh, man.
And you know Kevin Durant's not playing?
They still have, you really have to see where Kawhi goes. It could determine who's number one.
Well, right now, though.
All right, let's say Toronto. Toronto's got a shot at keeping him. So I'm going to make Toronto number one.
But from all we've read, it doesn't look like it.
Well, let's see what happens. Right. We don't even know if they're going to keep their GM either.
No, right.
If he gets $10 million, that's dumb. I couldn't pay a GM $10
million. Oh, well, guess what? The Texans are going to probably have to pay Caserio. $10 million.
No, they're not going to pay him. They'll pay a series of general managers $10 million. They'll pay three different GMs a total.
So Casario's making $2.5 million now. So when he becomes a free agent the day after the 2020
GMs
draft,
don't make a lot. GMs really don't make.
Guess
a
what
lot
though?
Relative.
The Texans have painted themselves into the corner. We held a job open. We don't have a GM for a year, so we're waiting for you. And now other teams are going to go. Wait, Nick. You know what? We want you too. How about we give you this, Nick?
Yeah, you'll have that, but you have two big trump cards. Number one, Deshaun Watson, and number two, Patriots connections.
You better hope Deshaun Watson plays
Patriots
well.
I'm just going off of your 50 touchdown projection model.
Well,
your analytics.
That's not my projection this year. Maybe 55-60 this
okay.
year.
Okay. But I do think the Bill O'Brien and Easterby thing is a big deal too because it's Patriots, so it's what he knows. So he can keep doing what he knows with people who know the same
thing. Or he might go, you know what? I know 5 million reasons why I might want to go to the Chargers.
Could be. I don't know why the Chargers.
I don't know.
I mean, it depends on who's available. I think Arizona could open up next year. Yes. You'd have Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Might be a little too hot for him.
The Jets could open up again. You don't know?
I don't see Ryan Pace in Chicago opening up, but if they were to falter, you know, that could. Yeah.
He's done a nice job.
You'll see. You'll have to see. But he wanted to. One thing we did learn and we found out is Nick Caserio wants to be here. He wants to be out.
He wants to be out.
He wants to be out of New York.
We don't know that he wants to be here. We know he wants out.
Block, 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 block. So the Texans clearly, by their decision, which I'm okay with, if that's who you want, then don't sign somebody you don't want again. If they didn't want Brian Gaines, if he was the fifth choice, then why would they sign somebody else who's not the
first
choice?
Well, they're not, They're not.
Bill O'Brien is going to have control over all the 53. Easterby will do whatever he does, motivational speeches or whatever. And Chris Olsen's going to keep being the cap guy. But O'Brien is now going to take on a lot more on his plate. And I'm assuming he'll have people from his personnel department who will be taking on some of the roles that a GM would too.
So a guy who we question is fully capable of being a game day head coach is going to add more responsibilities to his plate.
Yeah,
as
right.
opposed to focusing on his
yeah, he's play not, caller, head coach, general manager.
Excuse me, sir.
Player personnel director.
I don't seem to notice the roster Wait. Getting done right.
Who the hell?
Not my
make,
job.
Who's
no,
gonna,
Bill. Actually, it is your job right now.
Excuse me. Who's going to throw the challenge flags this year? Because Bill's busy.
He's got a lot of stuff to do.
He's got a lot of stuff. He's busy.
He's not really perfect at the one job we already know he's supposed to be able to do.
You want to be perfect in bed?
I would.
That's a big.
A wellness brand for men. It's fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. Okay. 1 in 4 guys suffer from ED, but it can be treated. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. If you're under 40 and you're hesitant, if you have any issues whatsoever, Don't get defrauded online, sketchy marketplaces, because that stuff is out there. This is real medicine dispensed from American pharmacies, and a U.S. doctor is going to, you're going to talk to him online. Completely confidential, discreet, no more awkward in-person doctor's visit. Being your best means performing your best for hims.com/John5. The first month is just $5. They'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last, subject to doctor approval. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/John5. Forhims.com/John5. Take the worry out. Take the indecision out. Forhims.com/John5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony Desiri.
Tune into The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Laminex starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. The Astros losing to the Toronto Blue Jays 12-0 on Sunday at Minute Maid Park. Houston 0-7 with runners in scoring position, leaving 10 men on base. They had 7 hits in the loss. Toronto scored 7 runs in the 6th inning and hit 5 home runs in the victory. Brad Peacock falling to 6-4. He went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs. Houston on the road tonight to take on Cincinnati. Texans dropping their pursuit of Patriots director of player personnel Nick Caserio. New England is dropping the tampering charges against Houston as Caserio remains with the Patriots organization, and the Texans continue to look for a new general manager. The Dynamo back on the pitch on Tuesday. They'll be home to take on Minnesota United at BBVA Compass Stadium. I'm Tony Desiri, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Boy, this is an interesting... It's on ESPN, their NBA page. It's just it kind of is a mess. It's a mess, and I hate to see it. I mean, this is an organization that is it's one of the best teams in the NBA, and it feels like it's just a freaking soap opera. It the Rockets.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it just feels like they're in so much turmoil, for very little reason.
You're just not good enough. You're good, but not quite good enough. This is what happens, though. Sometimes you can be made. Think about that. Sometimes dynasties can make you flip out like you're being driven crazy. You just can't beat them.
By the way, we're going to have Jeff Van Gundy on with us Wednesday when we're out at our golf tournament.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll talk to him about that because he had to watch a dynasty in Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's probably a lot of people. I mean.
And I'm sure they were going nuts in New York.
Yeah, the Indiana Pacers. There's a variety of teams. Look at what happened with the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic didn't get there. The second year. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, the second year Orlando beat Jordan and the Bulls.
Yeah,
no one takes it seriously, but it actually happened, and Jordan hit 55 that year and actually was playing well in the postseason. But they beat him. But then when they lost the next, then all of a sudden they ran in, you know, they ran sideways because Shaq and Penny weren't really getting along, and then Shaq and Kobe didn't get along and whatever with the Lakers. But that could have been a mega dynasty with the Orlando Magic. If they had just stayed together at all, can you imagine? And I remember Brian Hill. I think it was Brian Hill was kind of caught up in some of the drama there with them. That can't happen, though, because that's when Jordan got it back the next year, and the Bulls were like, and Orlando's like, oh,
What do we do? What do we do?
Yeah.
And Shaq's like, oh, no, man, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. And then it all exploded, and it all went downhill. They were done. They were done that fast.
Do you think Nick Anderson's four free throws destroyed an organization?
I think it. You can't just, really? You can't just ignore them.
No.
Because they would have won. They would have won game one, and who knows what would have happened.
No, I mean, and those Knicks teams when the Bulls were going through them, and then Detroit after their run, they just got destroyed, and Miami, they couldn't, and nobody could get through them. It does. It ruins organizations, and this Golden State run is really got this Rockets organization in a tizzy. And it's a shame, and I wonder how much, I wonder if how the Rockets are going to refute this or what. Apparently, they went and visited Mike D'Antoni after the press conference where Tillman said that Legere did him a favor by not signing, the agent did him a favor by not signing the deal that they had offered. They flew to see D'Antoni in West Virginia, tried to, they thought they had a deal, smoothed out, handshake deal, and nothing.
Do you think James is pushing one way or another?
I would think that James wants.
I would think.
But he's an MVP. He's an MVP candidate every year. He's leading the league in scoring. What can he possibly not like about Mike D'Antoni? What can he possibly not like about him? What about this Chris Paul coaching him, though?
Yeah, the team sources. We don't know who gave this to the ESPN reporter, but apparently James chafed at the whole Chris Paul coaching him because James is like, you can't even beat your man anymore. Why are you telling me what to do? And Chris Paul is upset allegedly with James for ignoring some of the unglamorous things of playing the game, like, you know, moving, cutting when you don't have the ball, creating space. And we've seen it before. It's been pointed out that when Chris Paul was running the offense, James wouldn't even sometimes make it up into an offensive position. He would stay behind the ball. So these are all things being discussed, and they've had issues. I was reading the article, and game one of the postseason, they did their press conference, and apparently it was an awkward one that no one was paying attention to. But a team source was like, yeah, that kind of represents what's been going on behind the scenes, even after a win.
This is a very easy call that Chris Paul, who, frankly, is Mr. Preparation, and he's Mr. Basketball when it comes to, you know, his basketball character, what it takes. He puts in the time and all that stuff. He's not, you know, there's some issues with how he's physically, with how he is going to hold up potentially at this stage of his career. Chris Paul puts the time in. Chris Paul cares about winning more than anything in the world. And because of that, he is going to have a problem with how James prepares and how he plays. Yeah, if you're not working hard away from the ball, if you're not defending, if you're not doing this or that, the high basketball character stuff, Chris Paul's going to have a problem. There was never going to be a doubt about that if they didn't win. You know, you're always defined as a team with how you handle adversity. People in general, there's lots of people who can do great when everything's in their favor, and a lot of times it stays in their favor for most of their lives. That's easy. How do you handle adversity? Like, it's really hard to handle adversity, and it's hard for teams to handle adversity, and you don't really know who you have. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a great example. They're really good when everything's going good. But what happened when they handled when adversity struck? They were a disaster.
But it's not only that. Here's a quote.
And I'm not saying the Rockets are a disaster right now during adversity, but what we're seeing is all of a sudden it's turmoil.
Well, but here's a quote, and see if you don't agree with this. It's always a little contentious when you have two alpha dogs. Yep. Ask the Golden State Warriors if they've ever had problems between their stars. We know for a fact.
Draymond and
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and they've got, I mean, those are two big alphas. That's tough when you have the two alphas, because Chris has readily and willingly taken a subservient role to an extent. Like, James, you're the top guy, but I'm not just handing you over the team because you're not a great leader. I'm sure that's going on in Chris's mind. Like, I'm taking a leadership role in this locker room, this is the way that you play basketball, but you're the best player.
But isn't it hard? You know, if you're not performing on the court like Chris Paul isn't performing on the court, it's very difficult to be a leader. Very difficult because you first lead by example. Now, these guys all know what Chris Paul is.
What about Jeff Bagwell? You were close to that Astros team. He was hurt.
Yeah, but he was with the same organization for all that time. Chris Paul came here.
But he's got a long... Everyone's brand new with the Astros Rockets organization every year.
Yeah, right. No, but so that's different.
Other than James.
But even when Bagwell's shoulder was up and he wasn't the same guy, they still deferred to Bagwell.
He's a long time... I say I don't know that I can agree with that because he's a longtime NBA vet and successful player. Like, there's a ton of respect for Chris Paul in the league.
Yeah.
How would you not
However,
respect
like
him?
James said, man, what are you talking about? You can't beat your guy.
Well, that's a James Harden problem.
Yeah. Well, but the other guys might be looking side-eyed too, like, Chris, man, you got to play better. You're getting 40 here. You're getting 40.
Well, if he's asking for effort and he's given effort, then what? I don't know. And Chris put it, let's not act like 17, 18.
You're giving effort, but Lance, you saw him play defense against quicker guys.
Yeah,
but it's Mike Conley. I mean,
get that, but it's physically not there like it needs to be. However, it's not from lack of preparation. Well, I'm assuming it's not from lack of preparation.
It's just physical. Lack of all that. Physically,
yeah,
he can't.
But you can still respect a guy and have a guy tell you, hey, we got to play it a certain kind of way. There's been lots of leaders who weren't as good as they once were and who couldn't do what they used to do. That people. I think the problem is, it doesn't even do any good to talk about this, but I mean, the problem is your number one guy is not a killer. Hmm. Man, that's what it boils down to is he's not an absolute
killer. Well, and your number two guy
from a basketball character standpoint.
Hey, there's a lot of problems. Your number two guy isn't even close to what he, $40 million player.
He may be.
And with the salary cap issues, your number one guy isn't a killer. He doesn't have that killer gene in him. And your
coach is right now in limbo.
And you know what? Other teams, look at the other guys stepping up for Toronto, the Siakams.
With that said,
Lowrys, the Van Vleets.
Yeah.
You know, those guys all stepped up. The Rockets have anybody?
And actually, it wasn't Kawhi in the last game that won the game for him. It's people stepping up.
No.
Guess what? It wasn't Dream that won all those games either in a lot of the finals matchups. It was other guys stepping up,
Cassell or Ori or who, you know, whatever.
That's what happens. But let's break it right here. When we come back, we can get to a little bit more of that. We got some other stuff to get to as well. I want to tell you right now, it's about a foundation. We're always talking about, I'm right now with the sports teams. So we're talking about foundations, right? Because the foundation is very, very important for anything that you have. That's the building blocks, right? Well, when I talk about foundation, I want to make sure that you know that RamJack, this is a perfect example of an actual foundation for your home. You watch these games and you talk about these. Hey, you know what your real investment is? In your own home. And RamJack says, don't do it twice. Do it right. Rely on the experts. You can rely on RamJack Foundation Repair. Choosing the right foundation repair company is absolutely critical. The first time I had my foundation done, I ended up getting in a screaming contest with the owner because they had done such a poor job and they had to come out and redo the work. And this is why I'm telling you guys, you need to get with RamJack. You don't want to be in a situation like I was the first time. They are a pioneer in the foundation repair industry for over 40 years. And if you are seeing the cracks in your brick, if you're seeing the cracks above your doors, if you're seeing your garage pull away or your fireplace pull away, there's gaps between your windows and the brick. These are telltale signs of foundation issues. And it's not changing, folks. It's only going to get worse. Make sure that you go with RamJack with their patented system of deep driven steel piles. They have 100% American made steel. And guess what? Their warranty actually matters, unlike some of the companies, because their process is the exact same every single time. Make sure you ask about their on-site evaluation so they can help you determine what's going on with your foundation. 713-599-0102. Lifetime transferable warranty. 713-599-0102. Or go to the website ramjack.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone. smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.